right now our thoughts and are back with, you know, obviously the people in Florida. So, I mean, that's really where we're at as a team, as an organization, as a staff. So, you know, our thoughts and prayers are back with them, hoping that they're safe, and the first responders and all the people that are doing, you know, what they need to do. So, you know, obviously we went out here and we played. I was happy with the way we played. But defensively, we came out and put pressure on the quarterback with our defensive line. That we got, you know, we had some penalties in the back end. We were able to overcome them. I thought we were able to create turnovers, which was important. And then obviously the field position battle with the sacks. Offensively, I was a little concerned early on. We had the two penalties in the red zone. You know, we wound up kicking field goals. And I thought to myself, you know, you can't beat this team. It's a good football team. You can't beat them by kicking field goals. I think the momentum, I think we came out and we tried to run the football. We wanted to run the football. I thought we did a nice job of that at times. I thought, you know, the running backs ran well. I thought that our decision making with the quarterback and where we wanted the ball to go and the throws was good. I thought we missed some, not throws, but I thought we dropped some, you know, missed some balls that could have been completed. I think that probably offensively, I thought a big point to gain the momentum back was, you know, after they scored, we answered with a score, which was obviously an important, you know, part of that game. And then, you know, trying to get up by 21, you know, with the missed field goal, that was disappointing. You know, that's something that we've got to, you know, make sure that we improve upon. I think, you know, it's the first game of the year. It's a long journey. There's a lot of things that we can correct. But, you know, we put a lot of hard work into this plan. We put a lot of hard work into our football team. So, you know, we'll see how it goes from here.
How impressed were you with your run blocking today?
I thought they did a nice job. I mean, you know, I thought they were up for the, you know, obviously it's a great challenge. You know, the front seven of Houston, you know, probably, you know, still, you know, I can't speak for them, but I still consider them the best defense in the league. And I thought our players responded well. And came out there and were able to, you know, to run the ball. I wouldn't say we were able to run the ball at will, but we ran the football.
In the trenches, a franchise record, 10 sacks, plus you just mentioned the offensive line. I mean, that's part of the plan, I guess.
What's that?
Just how well you played up front on both sides.
I thought both lines did a nice job today. They really did.
In your wildest dream, did you ever envision 10 sacks, 4 turnovers in one game?
You know, I don't know if I dream in my wildest dreams. You know, most of the time I'm thinking about, you know, my wife in my wildest dreams. But, no, I and Gene, honestly, you know, I dream about how we're going to play the game, how we're going to win the game. So I just think of it from a standpoint of, you know, whatever our game plan was going into this game, I think about it, I visualize it, I try to get the players to visualize it and teach them. So I don't really think about numbers, though, you know, so it's hard for me. But, you know, I think it's all earned, you know, those numbers. Those players go out there, they work extremely hard. So, you know, credit to them for being up for the challenge.
A lot was made of that tough training camp that you ran. Maybe today you saw some of the benefits of that.
I don't know because I don't know anything else, you know, so it's hard for me to say, you know, hey, this is what we did. You know, it's not about that. I think that, you know, but we were ready. I mean, you know, obviously the training camp, the no huddle stuff we do in training camp, obviously today, you know, we faced a lot of no huddle. I think we were ready for it, obviously. Not that we knew that they were going to do it, but necessarily, but for us, you know, training our players to be on that field for a long period of time, because I thought, you know, they were, you know, there was a point where it dipped a little bit when Watson came in and we gave up the score, but then, you know, we started to play and get stronger, and we still got to do a good job with the penalties. I mean, that's going to catch us somewhere along the line, and that's something that, you know, we'll address.
You mentioned that they make it 19-7 with Watson, you guys come back. You talked about finishing games all offseason. How much of a good sign was it that your guys didn't blink?
Well, I think that was like I said, the momentum, you know, started to, it shifted back to us. I think the momentum, you know, during a game you get these momentum swings, and it comes back to the phrase, you know, you have to be able to answer. I thought we did a nice job of answering right there. And if you don't answer on offense, then you got to come back and answer on defense. So you have multiple ways to do it. But, you know, I was excited, you know, that the offense was able to do that. I think that helps.
I remember
did you receive any news on Allen Robinson?
No, I haven't. I spoke to the team. I spoke to Jeff. I know that I guess that some of the results or whatever haven't come back yet. So I don't really know yet.
The 4th-and-1, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
So you're up 6-0. You decide to go for it. Yeah. I mean, you got Leonard Fournette.
That's yeah, I mean, we just, you know,
you got
no, I mean, and I don't think it was just Leonard, it's everyone, and I think, you know, I think at that point in the game, that's what we felt was the best decision for our team.
So
some thoughts about Leonard's play today?
I mean, I thought he played well. I thought he was good after contact. I thought that, he's good in his routes. You know, I've been saying that all during camp, you know, saying being able to catch the ball and make things happen. I think he's a tough runner. I think, you know, every time you see, you know, the pile's going forward. I think he's got to do a good job of not letting people get to him. You know, people will poke at him afterwards and things of that nature. He's just got to stay focused and stay in his game. I'm sure that's happened to him before when he was in college. That's the only thing that I actually spoke to him about. Hey, stay focused, stay in your game. Don't let them get you out of your game. And we had that conversation. That was our only really conversation on the sideline from a standpoint of what he was doing out there individually. I was happy with the decision-making process. I thought that, you know, we hit a couple of key big third downs, you know, that kept the drives going. I thought he was right on the money with it. I thought, you know, we could have scored or been better in position a couple times. I thought it was a drop down there, two drops that I know about. So I was very happy with that. I thought he did a good job with the run. I thought he did a good job in the decision-making. I thought, you know, again, when your quarterback's not sacked, then, you know, you win the game and, you know, was able to overcome some of those penalties. That's not an easy thing to do. So, you know, I was happy with his performance. But again, you know, it's something like, you know, like everybody. It's game one. It's a long journey. You know, we got a lot to get fixed.